Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the world's greatest fantasy football podcast, Fantasy Noise.
Get the name right. This,
what is it called?
Fantasy Football Noise.
Take two.
Hello and welcome to the world's greatest fantasy football podcast.
This is so easy.
Hello and welcome to the world's greatest fantasy football podcast, Fantasy Football Noise. I'm joined this evening by my inferior production assistant, John Nichols.
Good evening.
And almost bottom of the table, Wayne Mitchell.
Hello and good evening.
What a wonderful weekend this is. And at last, the quality has risen. The cream has risen to the top of the podcast tiny mini league between the three of us. This is so exciting.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, are you hosting for this whole thing, Baco?
Good God, no. No,
I mean... Oh, he is.
This has been the most nerve-wracking 25 seconds of my life. Literally, sweat is dripping off my forehead.
It seems like you get camper the more nervous you get. Is that true at work?
Yeah, I've had that feedback a number of times over the years, John.
Amazing. He's sacking someone and he gets camp. So I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to let you go.
Mince, I'm so sorry I'm fired.
No, John, please take it back over. I don't want to be in charge.
No, mate, it's yours. You've earned it.
It's your privilege. You beat him. You're above him in the table at last.
Okay, well, shall I reveal that I got 66 points this week, which takes me above John. 659. What are you on, John?
I think 652, but I've got probably at least one or two bonus points to come onto that. But you're definitely in front of me, and I take my hat off to you, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you
much.
Something else, Baco. I've had a quick scan down the league. Now, as you say, not all the bonus points are in, and I can't see everyone's final scores quite, but it looks like I think you'll have got the best score of anyone in the Fantasy Football Noise mini league this week.
Fantastic.
Take that, Stairsy.
Yeah, have that, Stairsy. I have checked. I think Stairsy is still leading. Mm-hmm. So just for everyone's information, we're recording this just after the end of the Huddersfield Man City game, so we haven't got all the points in, but yeah, I think Stairsy's still in front, so well done.
Yeah, ZX John. Cheng has had a pretty poor week, so I think 30 points for ZX.
Ooh, well, does he not like that?
And he may even have a new joiner to the league, Mario Moriello, who's gone above him as well, but that'll work itself out in the coming hours, I guess.
And enough of that, this is all about me now, isn't it?
Well, you are the undisputed star, Steve, so yes, of course it is.
So shall I tell you the tale of my fantastic performance this weekend?
Of course.
Please, love to.
Omit nothing.
I think Hazard is the differential. I said it in last week's show. He is a cracking differential. 8 points again for me this week.
Yep.
Picked a good captain, so Kane scored, and I captained Kane this week, and I think I might continue that for next week. Loftus-Cheek, another one we've been discussing recently, 7 points. Pretty decent defence.
I'd like to point out my prophecy, if you will, about Crystal Palace so far on track.
Yeah.
Doing all right, aren't they?
Absolutely. No, they're
deserved winners yesterday.
And just to finish mine off, so Norton, a 3-point bonus. Where did that come from? And a clean sheet. Fantastic. And Valencia as well.
So. 9 points from a defender is pretty much as good as it gets, unless they score as well. But that's really good, isn't it? Great return from him.
I haven't looked, but I'm sure he's in the team of the week, Norton.
He does have a little blue and white star next to his name in your side.
And,
so, yeah.
And Salah continues to do well.
What a player he is. Can we just quickly talk about that?
Yes. That one each.
Liverpool-Chelsea game. To be honest, overall, I'd have to say it was a fair result. Because we rode our luck at times. Ragnar Klavan is such a liability. He's simply not a Premier League defender for my for my money. But it was still nonetheless...
He's on my bench, by the way.
Yeah, why? Why is he on your bench?
I wanted a cheap Liverpool defender.
John, in amazing scenes, I actually did watch the entirety of Liverpool-Chelsea this weekend.
Really?
I fell asleep for a few moments in the first half because I was tired.
Obviously.
But, had a little nap.
Your man Klavan, do you see that incident where he kicked the ball against his own defender twice in quick succession? And I think Steve McManaman said, what is he doing?
Just panicked.
Yeah, even a professional footballer looking at him thinking, God, he's
crap.
Oh,
it's embarrassing. But what I was going to finish off by saying was, even though that is a fair result, it's still pretty galling to think that we almost made it through and we lost to what was, you know, a cross, a very fluky cross.
Yeah. There weren't many chances, I didn't think. You say that's a fair result. I must say, from where I was sitting, I'm not sure, because I don't think Chelsea really created many
through
chances
your eyelids.
At all. Well, it was only about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay,
second
sorry.
Half, I watched the whole of the second half, because I'd had a sleep and I was fighting fit by then.
Okay.
Lads, I'm always on the lookout for good value. Did Willian play most of the game, and was he decent? I know he scored.
No.
And that's
no,
a little
came on as a
he
sub.
He was brought on as a sub, and that looped in within about 5-10 minutes of him being on.
So it's still not time to bring in Willian.
Have you even seen the goal, Baco?
I haven't even seen it, no. I watched
no, it was
the,
pure luck. It was a cross. He wasn't even looking up, crossed
he
the ball.
And literally head down, looking at the ball, chipped it over, and it looped over Mignolet.
Keeper slightly at fault, I'd say.
Yeah, I felt like he was, yeah, exactly, too far off his line, and... when he went back, he should have taken one more step and he might have been able to reach it.
Anyway, boys, we're keeping a tight ship tonight. We got a fucking script this week because I'm in charge.
Right, let's do it, mate. Crack on.
Yeah. So, Mitch, how was your team performance this week? How did you get on, mate?
It couldn't be more a tale of two halves. So by the end of Saturday, I was delighted. I had 41 points and I still had four players left to play. And those four players were Silva, Sane, me and Ward.
And how did the Burnley defence get on, mate?
They got on really fucking well. I was sat in the cinema watching Paddington 2 with my family, keeping an eye on the scores. And by the 86th minute, it was still 0-0. And I thought, that's great. I've got two, at least six pointers for Ward and me. And then after it bloody finished and came out, 90 minutes plus two, penalty, Alexis Sanchez. So they scored me two apiece. And then Silva and Sane... fucking both got booked after the 87th minute. So 41 points on Saturday, 7 points on Sunday. No, less, points on Sunday.
Six.
So 47 tops you off.
Yeah. I was expecting that to be at least a 60-point week.
Oh, mate, unlucky. And Jay, how did you get on, mate?
So I was not too bad, but not quite in your league, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 52 at the minute. With, I would expect, maybe 1 or 2 points for Sterling, having scored the winner.
I think you get two for Sterling, yeah.
Yeah, so if it ends up being 54, that's okay. I took a hit this week.
Ooh, a four-pointer.
I did, yeah. I was so impressed with Hazard last week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, even though he's against Liverpool, the fixtures they had coming up, I was like, I've just got to get him in my side.
Good value, 8 points.
Yeah, so that was good. And I got rid of Aguero, who obviously scored a pen today. But I just had enough of the uncertainty and the stress with him and Jesus. So I just had enough, really. I thought it's bad enough that Kane is hit and miss. I can't have Aguero as well.
So who started up front today for City? Obviously, Aguero, you've mentioned Sterling. Who was up with him? Was it Sane?
Yeah, Sane played.
So that would maybe indicate that Jesus is going to start on Wednesday night against Saints, isn't it?
You would think so, wouldn't you? But I'm happy to be...
You don't care anymore, do you?
I couldn't be happier to be out of that. I'm sorry. I know when he plays, he tends to score Aguero, but I just fed up with it. Don't want it.
Who was your other transfer this week, Jay?
I brought in Callum Wilson.
Very nice.
I've got him in my draft team, as we mentioned last week. But obviously no returns for him this week. I thought away at Swansea. That was a reasonable bet, as I'm sure you'd agree.
Game of two halves, that one.
Was it? I haven't seen it yet, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we were much, much better in the second half. And have you seen our disallowed goal?
No.
Oh, man. So Bonnie has rifled it, right foot, curled it into the roof of the net. Lovely finish. Everyone's turned round, 1-0.
Mm.
Refs penalised Jordan Ayew for basically just touching briefly. I think it was Ake. And the centre-half's gone down. And the refs given it. Not even one of the Bournemouth players appealed.
There's so much inconsistency with refereeing at the minute.
It's nonsense, isn't it?
It's fucking infuriating. Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm pleased from a Bournemouth perspective, but it is just infuriating. They can't get that sort of shit right. That's a big deal for a team like Swansea.
I know.
I mean, to come away with 3 points there instead of one, that's huge.
We'd have been out of the relegation zone.
Yeah. Oh, it's just shocking. Anyway.
I brought in, and I know we were talking last week about budget strikers, and Callum Wilson was top of the list.
Mm.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to it because of my loyalties to the Swans. So that worked out nicely. I went for a gamble. I went for Josselu from Newcastle.
Okay.
I thought, I've had a look. I investigated his influence.
Yeah, it is a gamble. But
it certainly is a gamble. And boy, they played quite well to lose 3-0 at home to Watford, didn't they?
How long do you suspect he'll be in your team, mate?
Well, I did have midweek in mind as well. So looking at the fixtures, I was quite excited about Newcastle being away at West Brom.
Wait, West Brom next. They've got a few twos coming up. You can rotate him in and out, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. So I've now got an opportunity to get rid of Jordan Ayew as well.
Well, my strategy was, obviously, I sold Doucouré and Aguero. My strategy is I want to shift the funds from up front to midfield. It seems like the midfield is just on fire at the moment with Hazard, Salah and Pogba back. I just sort of thought that's the way I want to go. I've had all my money tied up front for too long and not been getting the sort of consistent return. So I'm going to go Callum Wilson, who I know is going to play every week. I think Eddie Howe loves him. He's a guaranteed starter and their fixtures are pretty good, for the short term at least. And Pogba's on my radar, was going to be for Sterling, my next move. But of course, I think Pogba scored 3 this week and Sterling scored. So maybe I'll have to rethink that before Tuesday, but we'll see.
Mm. Can we go back to a discussion we had last week, chaps, where I talked about should I shift out Lukaku?
Yes.
And you said no, but he's again scored me 2 points and I'm looking at...
I think we said not yet.
Are you, okay.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't,
because I think
fair.
You had bigger... Did you not?
No, I still... I mean, you're not necessarily going to score you every week, but yeah, you would have hoped for a decent return at home to Brighton, wouldn't you? But they've obviously just played well, haven't they?
Yeah, but I'm looking at players like Pogba. I'd be keen on him. I've not got Salah. I'd be keen to get Salah in. De Bruyne. I feel like there's players who are more consistently scoring from the midfield than up front. And even Morata himself.
Exactly.
When Morata scores, he's getting 10 plus, but then there's other weeks. Again, this week, 2.
How did he play this week at Liverpool?
He wasn't in the game that much, to be honest. No, he almost got on the end of a couple of things, but Hazard was the one who looked the threat. And then when Jose made the changes, he brought on Pedro and Willian, and it was a different story there. And they were really just surging at us. And he was involved during that sort of time, but
I thought Morata looked isolated. You know, I haven't watched much football this season at all. But when I looked at the Chelsea team, maybe it's because they were playing away, but they had Morata up front, Hazard just behind, and that was it. And whilst they're both very good players, there just wasn't enough volume of players in the Liverpool half to make anything happen. And they were kind of punting it up to Morata, but he was on his own. So he never looked like scoring at all.
So let's have a look at the fixtures. So Lukaku has got... They've got Watford away on Tuesday, and then they're away at the Emirates on next Saturday.
A couple of tricky games, actually.
Yeah, and Morata's got Swansea at home.
Newcastle at home.
So it's keep Morata and get shot on Lukaku time, I would say.
Could well be, yeah.
Do Chelsea play a different formation at home, do you know?
No, they're 5-3-2.
3-5-2, really, aren't they?
But a couple of fullbacks, 3 centre halves away from home and at home.
Yeah,
I think that might be my move this week. Get rid of Lukaku.
Good.
And then spend some more money in the midfield. Maybe bring in someone like Callum Wilson, who's decent enough.
That's what I looked at. I
might even consider buying a I don't know, a Glenn Murray, let's say, and then just play with two up front and five across the midfield.
Yeah, I'm going to have five midfielders every game for the foreseeable future. Richarlison chipped in again for me this week.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, I definitely want him. He's scoring so consistently, isn't he?
Seems to be, yeah. Yeah, he's doing all right. Sorry, far be it for me to say anything, Steve. Sorry. Do you want to think about maybe the next fixtures?
Okay, guys. So shall we have a look at the next fixtures coming up for the next two game weeks?
Good shout, mate. Let's do that.
So what's jumping out at you, lads?
Can I be honest and tell you that I haven't even fucking looked at it?
I think Chelsea at home to Swansea is a decent fantasy gathering exercise. That's on Wednesday night, I think. Man United at Watford. Man United always seem to do well at Watford.
Is that right?
Spurs at Leicester. Spurs always do really well at Leicester. The big one, of course, that everyone's talking about in the southern half of London and Sussex is Brighton Palace. That's a massive derby. They hate each other.
They do hate each other.
There could be football violence at that game, couldn't there?
Could be violence, Mitch. I think there actually could be violence.
Mitch loves a bit of violence, as we know.
That's one fixture that you might get some violence at.
Loves a ruckus.
You fancy Liverpool at Stoke? Stoke at home might
on a cold Wednesday night
forward.
In November.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing that you can see Liverpool winning 4-0, can't you?
Nope.
I can.
I'm notoriously pessimistic about our team. We look so good going forward, but they're going to bring Crouchy on and he'll equalise. We'll see. Yeah, maybe. I hate predicting Liverpool games.
Anything else midweek that's jumping out at you before we move on to Saturday?
I would imagine City will tear Southampton apart. I would have thought that would be it.
Although, Southampton put in a good shift this weekend, didn't they? I predicted a duh game, Southampton-Everton, but they absolutely trounced Everton.
Yeah, they did. That's true. But
was it 3-1 or 4-1?
I think it was 4.
4-1 in the end, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, away at City, I think they'll get rinsed myself.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I would worry about Swansea as well going to Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, definitely.
Steve on Wednesday night. Right.
Quite like the look of the Bournemouth Burnley tie. That could be an interesting game. They've both been pretty tight at the back.
It's got 0-0 written all over it, that game.
Correct. I would put my hat on a 0-0 there.
Load up on your Bournemouth defenders. No.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. No. Just keep your Burnley defenders.
Everton West Ham looks like a dire fixture.
Gylfi Sigurdsson scored a cracking goal for Everton this afternoon.
I saw he scored.
Him back.
Was it a good one, was it?
Yeah, free kick. And he managed to hit, I think, three angles of woodwork on the way in as well.
Three?
So precise. I think he hit the post. It went onto the bar and then went onto the other post and then in. Something
Jesus
like that.
Jesus wept. That takes some doing.
I know. It's like snooker.
Yeah. Trick shot. Lovely.
Okay. Let's move on to the weekend, lads. So I've already mentioned the United Arsenal at the Emirates.
South Coast Derby. Bournemouth Southampton.
Oh, Scummers.
Cherry Scummers. That's the big one.
Definite violence at that.
Honestly not.
Really not.
No.
Oh, okay.
Zero violence.
Man City West Ham, surely it's two Man City games at home in a row against weak opposition. If you haven't got your maximum three Man City players, it's probably time to do that, isn't it?
I'm now back to two. I've just got Sterling and Silva. And I'm thinking, I've now got 2.2, I think, in the bank. So I am thinking of, my move was going to be for Pogba, but I'm wondering whether I could get Sane in.
You're not thinking defence?
I suppose it could do, yeah.
Otamendi, maybe.
Yeah, company's played two games in a row. Otamendi, apart from scoring own goals, is looking decent.
I always like a bit of Vincent Kompany.
What about a fullback, Walker?
He's not had a huge number of attacking returns recently, has he?
No, he hasn't. But I think there's plenty of talent in the other six that might
Total
be
of four. Just four assists for him this season, which is not too shabby, actually, is it?
Yeah, maybe Walker's your man. Anything else jumping out on Saturday, lads?
Tottenham-Watford could be an interesting game, or I should say Watford-Tottenham.
You should say Watford-Tottenham.
Watford's in decent form and Tottenham are fair. Is it a derby? Would you call it a derby? They're both north of the river, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I mean, Spurs struggled to get past... Well, they didn't get past West Brom. Lucky to come away with a point in the end, from what I heard.
They were.
And your beloved Liverpool away at Brighton, John. Long away trip. Be expecting a big result there?
I would hope so, but the teams at that part of the table, they just get themselves really well organised, and typically we struggle to break them down, but...
That's true at home, at Anfield. Everyone seems to park the bus and would be delighted to nick one on the break and win 1-0, but at home I always fancy, or away from home, I always fancy Liverpool a little bit more because of their attacking intent. If they get a start and they draw the other team out, it's three or four time. It's the same for Man City as well.
It can be, but it's our defence, mate. We ship goals away from home. Mm. Let me find out for you.
Get the stats up, Jay.
Put someone big and uncompromising like Glenn Murray against those guys, and that could be successful, I think, because they looked so weak on the weekend. They really did. Fragile is the word I'd use.
While John's looking at the stats away from home, I think the conclusion is the two, Chelsea, Man City, with two relatively simple home games is where we should be focusing our transfers.
I think you're right. So Liverpool have conceded a total of 18 goals, and I know off the top of my head that only two of those are at home.
Christ.
So 16 away goals in
six or seven
games.
That is rubbish.
That's appalling. That's over two a game, yeah. I'm never particularly confident, but certainly with Salah in the side, nice to see Lallana back. A bit more of a reason to be cheerful, I think, going forward.
So I've just taken another further game week look forward. And so Chelsea have then got West Ham away the week after. Mm-hmm. And then it's Man City are away at Man United. So I think you want to keep some Chelsea players in because you would expect another result against West Ham as well, wouldn't you?
Definitely. And I just think that if you saw spending in the region of £10.5 million on Morata, I just think Hazard's a better bet because I think just when Chelsea are scoring goals, he's going to be involved. He's going to be getting returns and he's always high on the bonus points as well.
Yeah,
He's just looking untouchable at the moment.
Yeah. He was everywhere in the game at the weekend, although he did take a knock and he then seemed to either ease off or slow down a little bit. He wasn't the same after he took a knock. But yeah, beforehand, he was incredible. He was everywhere.
Yeah, he really was. Should we have a very quick mention of... sorry, Steve, I'm stepping on your toes again. Draft fantasy?
Yeah, before we come on to that, John, I was just going to do a little half-time quiz for you.
Oh, lovely. Let's do it.
Yeah, we haven't had a little half-time quiz for a couple of episodes.
What have you got for us then, Baco?
So, who is the only player to score for seven Premier League clubs?
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
I'm going to weigh in. I think I know the answer immediately.
I think I've got a good guess too. Go on, you go, Mitch.
I say Nicholas Anelka.
I would go Bellamy.
Interesting. John, you're absolutely right.
Boom. Many thanks.
Very good. So can we name the seven clubs?
Let's have a bash at naming them. Wayne, do you want to take the easy ones?
Cardiff.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Man City.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Going in reverse order. Interesting.
Norwich?
No, not Norwich, mate.
Sunderland?
Don't think he played there, did he, Baco? I know he played for Liverpool, West Ham, Blackburn, Newcastle. And did he start at Cov?
Did start at Cov.
In the Premier League?
He was at Coventry. Were they in the Premier League, though?
Yes, that's right, Mitch.
Nice. So is that all seven? Have we got all of them?
Yes, you have. Very good.
Nice.
How was that?
Good show. Excellent.
little quiz. As you were saying, rudely interrupted me before I was just about to do the scripted question. Let's have a look at our draft fantasy performance. And John, I think you've stolen the show two game weeks in a row, haven't you, mate?
I'm ever so happy with my start in this game. Yeah.
How about that?
If only I could replicate it in the FPL, I'd be very happy. But yeah, decent return again. I've got 68 points, so I'm on 168, I think, now, but it's not updated yet.
SB, you were 42 and I was 32.
Yeah, quite decent.
So meagre returns for me once again.
How does that make us look in the table? Have they?
It hasn't updated.
Have the tables not updated yet?
I'll have a guess of where I am, though. Yep.
Does it start with the word rock?
Or stone, yeah. Stone last, rock bottom, whichever.
So I think, Jay, you've stretched your lead at the top.
Yeah, I'm ever so pleased with that. Yeah, so I had Kolasinac, Daniels, Aspilicueta and Mustafi across the back. They all scored 7, 8, 6, 9.
And not only that, mate, but you picked up Mustafi on a waiver.
I did.
Very impressive. And who was the idiot that got rid of Mustafi?
No, he wasn't in anyone's team because he'd been out for a while, hadn't he?
Oh, okay, so he
free
was
agent.
Fresh.
Yeah.
So that's one of the beauties of draft fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Player who's not currently selected by anyone in your league starts performing.
Exactly.
And then you go into the waivers.
I saw his performance in that first game back and literally ran upstairs and pressed the button. I was like, because I thought everyone's going to be doing that. But thankfully, I was at the top of the order for the waivers that week. So I got him. But yeah, so also Sanchez scored for me. Salah, Loftus-Cheek. All with decent returns, so very pleasing start to that one.
I've offered quite a number of transfers this week for superior players for my inferior players, hoping that there's someone ham-fisted enough to just get it wrong and press the wrong button.
You dick.
None have fallen for my ruse this week.
I did try that in week one. I was trying several cheeky transfers on the basis that people were new to it and might press the wrong button.
Nothing. I think I don't know him, but there's a chap called Dan Solon, isn't there, that you know, John? Dan Solon, and I proposed transfers for some of his players, and I just got a message straight back saying, you can fuck right off, Mitch, which is fair enough.
You can go and whistle.
Yeah, you can sing for it, son.
Actually, speaking of that, I've got two notifications awaiting me. Oh, two new trades. Shall we have a look? Wonder who they're from. Wayne Mitchell. Wayne Mitchell would like to swap. He's interested in Mo Salah, not surprisingly. Guess who he's offered?
Fernandinho?
Mahrez. That's not a disrespectful offer. Mahrez is a decent player, but obviously that's a fucking non-starter.
Only a fucking idiot
would
go for that one.
And in
What's your other one, mate?
In exchange for Aspilicueta, he's offered me Maya Yoshida.
Ooh, can I just tempter. Correct you on something? Can I just correct you? The offer of Mahrez for Salah is a disrespectful offer, and it was entirely intended that way as well.
Either way, I've just hit the reject button twice.
Right.
Are you going to continue with your strategy, Mitch, or are you just going to give up there?
I'll try it a few more times, I think.
Someone will accidentally hit the wrong button.
Yeah, might as well keep trying it. Yeah, see what happens. Maybe I'll grind someone down, they'll just get too annoyed and just think, oh, fuck it, just have him.
Just have Salah.
Oh, just leave me alone, man.
Oh, God, Christ, just take Salah if you want him that badly. Bloody hell, Mahrez is all right.
Just have Salah for Van La Parra.
Do we have time for a story?
If you've got one.
We can squeeze it in, John, as long as it's really funny.
Well, I can't promise it's that funny, but I did remember, when we were scratching around for a story last week, I did remember a story of mistaken identity in my not-too-distant past.
Did the recent mention of Yoshida jog your memory?
It didn't.
Do you remember the Yoshida mistaken identity story we had?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Shall I say yes, it did? Some of you may know, my job is to do a bit of video work, and I did quite a lot of work for England Golf, and I was at Wentworth. This is probably about 4-5 years ago, and I was privileged enough to be filming the players at the driving range, just going up to them, asking them how they're feeling, what they're looking forward to, why the event means a lot, blah, blah, blah. And you have to be a little bit bullshit at times. Some of them quite willing to talk to you. Others you have to really kind of almost block their path, get the camera rolling, present to who I was with, who's quite a pretty girl, just start talking to them. So they almost can't say no. The camera red light's on and they just sort of talk to them.
Lovely.
So there is a little bit of that goes on. And a few years previously, I had done some filming with Ollie Wilson, former Ryder Cup player. Really, really lovely guy, really friendly. And I saw him in the driving range, and I was like, brilliant. I said to the presenter, Georgie, I know Ollie Wilson's over there. I was definitely get a word with him, no problem at all. So I went over, and he is back to me. And I was like, Ollie, can we just get a few words, please? Didn't respond at all.
Nothing.
And I raise my voice a bit. Well, I'll definitely get him to where he knows me. So, Ollie, do you think we could get a few words, please? Still nothing at all. Literally blanking me. I was like, Ollie!
Dan!
He turned around. My name's Ross Fisher. Oh dear, I wanted the ground to swallow me whole. They do look a little bit alike, but I was convinced I knew who it was. And Ross Fisher's a fairly well-known golfer. I should have known the difference.
They all look the same when they're wearing hats and kit, don't they?
They all look the same. Yeah,
Mitch. Maybe with your superior Twitter skills, you could put a photo of them together next to each other to see if they look anything like each other.
Yeah, to see whether you can in any way excuse my mistake.
I'll do that.
All right, thanks. I think it'll probably be a resounding no.
What's their names? Ross Fisher and Ollie Wilson.
Oliver Wilson. Yeah,
very good.
You know, I'm going to put up a picture of Owen Wilson, the actor with a big nose, by accident, aren't you?
Fine.
It would also be good if everyone on Twitter, so @fantasy_noise. Can let everyone know whether they think I'm a superior presenter to the previous rabble that was in charge of the show as well.
Excellent idea.
Vote Baco or vote JB?
Petticoat, did you say? Is that what you said?
No.
What did you say? Oh, vote Baco. You broke up a little bit in my ear. I thought you said vote Petticoat.
Nice new nickname, though. I like that.
Yeah. Can that stick?
All right, Petticoat.
Can we keep that one, Mitch?
Yeah, we'll have that one.
Petticoat.
Yeah, great. A couple of polls to list there for you, Mitch.
Yeah, fine. I'll be on it straight away.
Okay, well, that rounds up our show. What fantastic banter that was.
Excellent.
Where can people get in touch with us, lads?
If they want to get in touch with us on Twitter, of course, we are @fantasy_noise.
Lovely.
On Facebook, @fantasynoise.
Very good. And you can find our mini league pin to join our Fantasy Noise mini league on both of those mediums. Okay, chaps, thank you very much for your time. Marvellous show. And I'll speak to you all on the next episode.
So that episode will be back. We'll be back, what, just over a week's time, and we'll have 2 game weeks to review.
We will. We'll be back after game week 15.
And Baco, because you've presented, does that mean that I can say cue the music?
Oh, yes, it does. You're more than welcome to.
Why not?
Cue the music.
Lovely stuff.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features 2 of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.